Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Since the beginning of humankind, finding food has been a priority for survival. Nathaniel Dominy, associate professor of anthropology at Dartmouth College, is drawing direct correlations between our diets and our evolutionary development.
As a biological anthropologist, my research is focused on humans and non-human primates, but I have broad interest in how all animals discern and acquire edible objects and their environments. Most living organisms are averse to being eaten, so the process of detecting, capturing, assimilating food can be challenging. One of my motivations is to quantify this challenge, that is, to measure the properties of food objects that could have exerted a strong selective pressure on the consumer, and thus account for the evolution of novel attributes. The idea that food is crucial to survival and reproduction, after all, we all need to eat, underpins my approach to studying human evolution. I believe that many or most of the classic hallmarks of human evolution, from the origins of color vision to the evolution of tool use, complex cognition, and language, are linked directly to the daily task of finding and consuming food. A problem with studying human origins is that it was a qualitatively unique event. We don't have the benefit of a recurring pattern in other lineages, so it is difficult to use an approach called the comparative method. For example, no other animal controls fire for the purpose of cooking food. So, to study when, how, and why humans started cooking, we must look for direct evidence in the archaeological record or make reasoned inferences based on the physical and nutritional effects of open fire cooking on wild plant foods. My most memorable study was with the Hadza hunter-gatherers of Tanzania. My goal was to study the effects of roasting on the mechanical properties of large tubers. Perhaps not surprisingly, roasting softened the tuber, making it much easier to chew. This simple result is consistent with the idea that cooking can explain the origin of radical anatomical changes in early Homo, such as smaller jaws and teeth together with a larger brain. Of course, I would prefer a time machine to know whether our early ancestors cooked their food, but in the meantime, fieldwork in remote and beautiful places will just have to do.
That was Nathaniel Dominy of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time.